This is a CBC podcast. With Concerts On Demand, you can enjoy performances from acts like Tegan and Sarah, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and the Peggy Lee Band whenever you want. Find your favorites at cbc.ca/radio2/COD.
This is Manthropology, what it means to be a man right now with Pedro Mendez.
The year is 2100, and we're standing at a busy downtown intersection of a Canadian city. Lawyers, doctors, financiers are rushing around everywhere. And what do you notice? They're almost all women. It's a vision of the future based on the diminishing numbers of men in universities and colleges across the country. But are the universities themselves to blame? Gilles Tremblay is a social work professor at Laval University who teaches graduate courses in the socialization of boys and men. His opinion is shared by all the academics I spoke with.
We have many courses about feminism, about women's issues, but courses about questions about men's are really less addressed than women's issues.
Well, I know what you may be thinking.
Oh, well, we don't have to have any research on men because, you know, every book and every field has always been about men and now we only need women.
That's Paul Nathanson, and he doesn't actually believe that. He's a researcher of religious studies at McGill and the co-author of Spreading Misandry, The Teaching of Contempt for Men in Popular Culture.
To the extent that that was true, it was true by default and not by de jure. In other words, people didn't set out to study only men. But now there is a need to study men.
Dr. Nathanson feels that without a focus on men, male students and men in general will be left out.
If they don't have a stake in society, if they don't think that society is going to take seriously their distinctive needs and problems, then they're either going to give up, drop out, commit suicide, or they're going to act up. In other words, they're going to become antisocial.
Here we are in that double X chromosome future again. And the problem, as Dr. Nathanson sees it, is not that women are succeeding. It's that an entire segment of our society is not contributing. That we are not benefiting from the talents and skills of women and men. So what can universities do to reverse this trend and lead the way in helping men be their best? Catherine Young co-wrote Spreading Misandry with Dr. Nathanson and also works at the Religious Studies Department at McGill.
Maybe we need a center of excellence for the study of men in this crisis in masculinity. All the things that were put in place for affirmative action that benefited women.
A center of excellence for men doesn't exist yet, but there are a growing number of courses out there that do focus on men and men's issues. Miles Groth is a psychology professor at Wagner College in Staten Island, New York. He teaches the psychology of men, a class that, as a matter of fact, is taken mostly by women.
The guys don't take the course, I think, because it requires a certain amount of self-exploration and willingness to talk openly about what their experience is. And sad to say, most males have been socialized not to do this.
So as much as universities may offer men opportunities to study themselves, until most guys are raised to feel comfortable discussing their masculinity and their role in society, they probably won't even show up to class.
If you'd like to join the discussion on modern masculinity, go to facebook.com and search for CBC Manthropology.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.